Hi, everybody. That's right. Here we go. More good stuff, and we're excited and honored to be with you. Hey, I think it's time that you discover the pulse of agriculture, from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. You need to equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. All comes, of course, from Tri-State Livestock News. Published every Saturday, visit online at tsln.com.
This holiday season, it's a special time for connection and cheer. And Lynn and Rick Shippey at Shippey Realty and Auction hope that you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas season. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Lynn and Rick and the staff. Something today on The Good Stuff called The Old Time Christmas from Bruce Kiskaden. I like the way we used to do when cattle was plenty and folks was few. The people gathered from far and near, and they barbecued a big fat steer. The kids tried staying awake because they reckoned they might catch Santa Claus. Next morning, you'd wake him up to see what he'd been and put on the Christmas tree. It was Christmas then for the rich and poor, and every ranch was an open door. The waddy that came on a company hoss was treated the same as the owner and the boss. Nobody seemed to have a care. You was in among friends, or you wasn't there. For every feller in them days knew to behave himself as a man should do. Some had new boots, which they'd sure admire when they warmed their feet in front of the fire, and the women folks had new clothes too, but not like the women of these days do. Sometimes a drifter came riding in, some feller that never was seen again, and each Christmas day as the years went on, we used to wonder where they'd gone. I like to recall the Christmas night, the tops of the mountains capped and white, the stars so bright they seemed to blaze, and the foothills swamp in a silver haze. Them good old days is past and gone, the time in the world and the change goes on, and you can't do things like you used to do, when cattle was plenty and folks was few. Bruce Kiskaden with a little old-time Christmas poem for you today.
Very good. May you never be without a drop of Christmas. That's an old Irish. They're not
Irish
proverb.
Christmas, really?
Yeah, Irish. It's not a proverb. Irish saying.
Irish saying, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Hamilton Wright maybe says, "Blessed is a season which engages the whole world in a conspiracy of love."
He maybe That's said a, that.
Maybe. Hamilton Wright, maybe.
Oh, maybe is the name. I thought you said maybe Hamilton Wright said that.
No, it's Hamilton Wright, maybe, M-A-B-I-E.
How about something from Dale E. Page? Sure. May your love be as wide as a western sky and your blessings stacked just as high as a mount. May your lives be as long as the Rio Grande and your friends be too many to count.
I like that one. In 1881, a cartoonist depicted Santa for the first time in a North Pole workshop with elves.
Was he fat?
I don't know, but it was 1881. It's been around a long time.
Santa's first picture, huh?
Yeah.
First portrait.
Yeah. He depicted Santa up there at the workshop.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend Christmas right here in the Valentine area. Yeah, well, I know. You're probably not going to do that. But maybe Valentine's Day. How about that one? February 14th, we're going to have the Bull Bash. Go to bullbash.net and find out how that all works out with the bulls right on Main Street. Big display, big time, heaping good time in the big old city, I guess that might say. And to find out more about what's going on in the Heart City and Cherry County, go to visitvalentine.com.
And everybody, don't leave anything for later. Later, the coffee gets cold. Later, you lose interest. Later, the day turns into night. Later, people grow up. Later, people grow old. Later, life goes by. Later, you regret not doing something when you had the chance.
There you go. Season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. You know where that's at, Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, wishing you a happy holiday season. And likewise, Kim and I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as we're a week away now, I guess, in here, counting down the shopping days. If you haven't started your shopping yet, be sure to shop local. Remember, you don't have time for shipping now anyway, so yeah. You need to get out there and buy those things local and support your local businesses so they can support all your other organizations out there that come and ask them for money throughout the year. If you'd like to send something to The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening for The Good Stuff.